One of the big one is in Italian restaurants, the little appetizer, the little piece of toast with the chopped tomato and the garlic on it.
Yeah.
There are two ways. It's either bruschetta or bruschetta. Mm-hmm. And the correct way is bruschetta.
Oh, with a hard C.
Yeah, give it the K sound instead of the CH.
Right.
So bruschetta. Remember bruschetta. In some of the Asian restaurants, the popular condiment, the big red bottle, it's spelled S-R-I-R-A-C-H-A. That's a, you know, S-R. Mm-hmm. You don't know how you're going to... It's sriracha.
Do they still make that? I thought the factory closed down.
No, I think they were just trying to sell more.
Right.
It's still around. You could, and the bottles are big enough that it takes a year for them to empty. So there'll be plenty of sriracha around. But
people are still going to be mispronouncing that for some time to come.
And luckily, you don't have to ask for it because it's already on the table. Mm-hmm. So now, in the Vietnamese restaurants, the popular dish is the beef noodle soup, mm-hmm. the pho. It's
sure.
in a lot of the names, and people just say pho, but that's not the correct pronunciation. It's actually more like the word fur without an R on the end, so fu. But it's strange for the Western tongue to say fu. So most people will say pho, and if you go to a Vietnamese restaurant and ask for pho, they're going to know what you're talking about. Now, the very popular grain, it's actually a seed, considered a very healthful thing, Q-U-I-N-O-A. And you would look at the word and you would think that it's quinoa.
Sure.
But it's not. It's quinoa. So if you want to be on the know, and you're going to be seeing this a lot more, it's a pseudo cereal because you think it's a grain, but it's actually a seed. One of my pet peeves is you go into a nice restaurant and as a little lanyap, a little something at the beginning, the chef sends out something called an amuse-bouche. And it's French that means to please the palate. And a lot of the waiters will put it down and say an amuse from the chef. And it's not amuse. It's amuse-bouche. And if you're going to shorten it, it's amuse.
So the chef won't be laughing at that one?
No, I'm not going to laugh at it either. And then the wine expert, S-O-M-M-E-L-I-E-R. It's a tough one, even for people who speak French. And I don't speak French well. I know a few words. Sommelier. If you don't want to do that, say, may I please speak with the wine expert?
Sure. I mean, are there acceptable English translations for each of these foods or words you've mentioned?
Well, sriracha is hot sauce, but that might get you anything. You might get Tabasco or any one of a thousand condiments. So if you want sriracha, you got to ask for it by name.
Whose responsibility is it, do you think? Is it the servers to pronounce things correctly, or should diners know a little bit more about what they're asking for?
You know, that's a good question. If a diner asks for a glass of Merlot and the waiter knows better, say, oh, yes, sir, do you answer back, I'll get you your glass of Merlot right away? Or do you say, yes, sir, I'd be happy to get you a glass of Merlot? You don't want to demean someone who's asked for something, but you also want to try to be an avenue for education.
Well, thank you very much, Scott.
You're welcome.